Welcome, family and friends, to the 2023 Calvary Chapel Christian High School graduation. Yay! We are excited to celebrate. Woo! Yeah! We are very excited to celebrate the work that the Lord has done in the lives of our seniors this year. Before we get started, I have a few housekeeping rules for you. We ask that you keep the front area and the aisles clear for our photographer. We also ask that you leave all balloons out in the courtyard. We also ask that you not use beach balls, horn blowers, silly string, confetti, and other items that may leave trash behind in our property. At the conclusion of the ceremony, you may walk down to the school field where you'll be able to find your graduate. And remember that the field will be closing promptly at 7:30 p.m. At this time, please direct your attention to the back of the sanctuary as we welcome our graduates of 2023. of 2023, please remain standing. Now, would all of you please stand and welcome our school administrator, Pastor Ed, as he leads us in prayer.
What a glorious day. This is our 11th senior class that we're graduating. And we're so very proud of them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. We rejoice in the work that you have done through our students, in our students. And today is their day. A day that we celebrate you and your work in their lives. God, we pray that in everything that you'd be glorified, Lord, and a testimony of your grace would go out in this ceremony. Father, we ask that you would watch over us, and we thank you for your presence here. Where two or more are gathered, here you are in our midst. Bless our seniors, Lord. Bless their parents. Bless our families and friends. We all say in Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite Pastor Bill Stonebreaker, the senior pastor of Calvary Chapel of Honolulu, to come up and say some words.
Well, I noticed on the agenda you've got two messages, one from me and one from Ed, so you're getting to get double barrels. This evening for this graduation. And you know, it may not be the biggest class in Hawaii that is graduating, but let me say it's one of the best classes that is graduating. And I tell you, in the mainland, when they make the march down in the mainland, you don't see them doing this, you know, as they're coming down the aisle. But what a great time. And you know, one of the things that the school is all about is to be a discipleship school, to partner with the parents to raise their children up, their kids, their teens going into adulthood, not only in the things of the Lord and academically, but really to raise them in to be strong men and women of God and successful in whatever they do. The Bible tells us in Proverbs that, my son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the table of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from the adult or from the strange woman, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. Also, you find that the scripture tells us for the young people in Psalm 119, verse 9, it says, how shall the young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to the word of God. With all my heart I have sought thee. Do not let me wander from thy commandments. Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips, I have told of all thy ordinances. With my mouth, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts and regard thy ways. I shall delight in thy statutes. I shall not forget thy word. You know, one of the things that we emphasize here, not just academics, I think Kyle has set the, he's kind of set the standard for the classes coming behind him. He's got an Associate of Arts degree, which you usually get when you go to college, but we are able to have the kids get the Associate of Arts, the AA degree, while they're in high school. So we praise the Lord for that, for the academics. We praise the Lord for the Word of God that they're learning. And some of the scriptures that I read for those who are young and those who meditate and keep God's word, I hope you're doing it at home. And I think one of the problems that maybe many parents have, they think, well, the church is going to do that. The school is going to do that. Well, you'll find that our school partners together. And you see, how can two walk together unless they agree? If you're not doing at home what we're doing here, there's going to be a disassociation, and the kids pick that up really quick. The Bible tells us, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the deeds of the flesh. And one of the things that we want to send the kids off with as they're graduating, and this is a new chapter in their life. If you figure God says you have 70 years of due to strength, 80, and they're probably, most of them are about 17 years old, they've lived maybe the first chapter of their life, and then they've got about 3.5 chapters left. So this is an initial chapter in their life to send them off, hopefully, for the rest of their life in walking with the Lord. And maybe some of the education, some of the things that they've chosen to endeavor in, and they will be successful in it. We pray the Lord that they will be, but they wouldn't lose that sense of their walk with the Lord. One of the things that you find with younger ones in the Old Testament, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, under the leadership of Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar wanted them in their court because they saw that they were extraordinary young people, young men, he tried to feed them with the food of the king's court. In other words, he wanted to addict them to the food of the world, to the luxuries of the world, to addict them to what the world has. And you see, they're going to go out there, and there's a lot of worldly things that you'll find those that are out there want to addict them to that. But Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have none of that. But they were fed from the food of the Lord, the very thing that that the Lord had given them. One of the things you see with families that grow up, whether it be in the church or in the Old Testament, the New Testament, I think about Hannah, who prayed for a child, and she had a child. She was barren, and then God gave her a child, Samuel. And Samuel was basically raised in the church. He was raised under Eli and under the priesthood at that time. And he grew up to be a very man that was a man of faith and a leader and a prophet. Just incredible, as he had a lot of things around him that were negative, but he didn't give in to that. And yet he grew up and he had a walk, and he had a life that we would be proud of, that as we talk about it. The problem was his kids didn't. Great father, but the kids didn't walk in that way. You see, sometimes you have a great family, and the kids, you want them to walk in that way, and yet they choose their own path away from the Lord. Sometimes you have a family that's not walking with the Lord, but the kids choose to walk with the Lord and do that. You see, so prayer is the important thing. I also think of John the Baptist. The Bible says that he was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. And about John the Baptist, Jesus said, of those born of women, there was none greater than John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. How would that be? That we as believers are greater than John the Baptist? Because we're closer to Christ than John was. He wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit like we are, and walking in the Spirit. And so that's an amazing thing to say. So an incredible privilege that God has given us. We don't want to squander that. And those graduates don't want to squander that. I think of Timothy, really the right hand of Paul, the apostle. Paul said, I have no other leader that will do and walk the way I'm walking and teach the way I teach, Timothy. But Timothy, just as a young youth, he knew the Lord from his youth. But his mother Eunice taught him, his grandmother Lois taught him. His father wasn't really around. His father really didn't do much, kind of an absentee father. But the women, they raised that child up, and he was a great man of God. You see, the Bible tells us that the fathers are the head of the household. And as the father goes and as the father leads, I believe that's how the household is going to go. That's how the household will really function, especially in the spiritual realm. Fathers have the greatest impact on their children. mothers as well, but something about fathers because he's the head of the household. And an absentee father, that's not good. I had an absentee father. I had five fathers, so I don't even know what a father is myself. I had to learn. And I was a wild kid until I came to the Lord. And so it's good that these have Christian parents that are raising them up in the things of the Lord. Because these young ones, they have an amazing future. You have really an amazing future ahead of you as you follow the Lord, as you walk in the things of the Lord. Some of you are going to be leaders. Some of you are going to be followers. But you know, if you were a good follower, you're going to be a great leader. But God, in his sovereign plan, in his providence, he has a plan for you. He has something for you. And I would really encourage, maybe you feel like an absentee father. You know, I was, because I grew up with an absentee father until I came to the Lord. I don't know if you've heard the poem, Caps in a Cradle. Well, I added to it, but let me read it to you. A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he said, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. And Cats in a Cradle and the Silver Spoon and Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll get together then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you catch? Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile was dimmed. He said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, I'm going to be like him. And the Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon and the Little Boy Blue and Man in the Moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll get together then. Well, he came home from college just the other day. So much a man. I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd like, really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? And the Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, the Little Boy Blue and Man in the Moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll get together then. I've long since retired and my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you, if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids got the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me that he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. The Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue and Man in the Moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll get together then. I've added a line to this for you Christian fathers, or for any fathers. Christian fathers, when my son said to me, Dad, can we read the Bible, please? I said, I'd like to, son, but I've got an early tea with my golf buddies, you see. But we'll get together soon, you know. We'll get together soon. You see, good intentions, fathers, mothers as well. But I find that often the mother takes real responsibility, like we mentioned here in some of these leaders. But let me just encourage you, you know, it's never too late. Maybe you feel like you've squandered a lot of time and now the kids are going off to college and who knows how long you'll see them. They might even move away from Hawaii. But you can redeem the time no matter what the obstacles. I think sometimes we put a lot of excuses. I could put a lot of excuses. I had no father. I didn't know what a father was. I had to learn by reading the Bible, you know, but that's no excuse. It's no excuse for anything. But you see, you can redeem the time, no matter what the obstacles. I want to end this with a 4-minute video And it's an inspiration to you, but let me read a little bit of the background here. And a book has been written for this. It's a father's love for his son, Dick Hoyt. And let me read this, and then we'll show the video. A son's relationship with his father is one that can leave an indelible mark on both parties. And there aren't many fathers or sons that have the ability to leave the same mark on a community of people. Judy and I were stunned. Brain damage? What did this mean for his future? The doctor could only tell us that the early test indicated our baby had no physical control over his limbs, in all likelihood, never would. He was breathing on his own, but it was labored. In addition, they were having trouble feeding him from a bottle. We had so many unanswered questions. When doctors left us alone after delivering the news, Judy and I had a good cry. Then we had a serious conversation. I know it wasn't going to be easy, but this was my boy, my namesake. I loved him from the moment I saw him. I was determined to be the best father I could, regardless of whether he had a disability. Rick, the boy, himself has severe spastic quadriplegia and cerebral palsy, unable to speak and reliant on a wheelchair for mobility. For the last 15 years, Dick, his father, struggled to communicate with Rick. Dick said a spastic wave of his arms, a nod of his head, a glance in specific directions were the very limited ways Rick had to communicate. Due to the way his muscles constantly tensed, writing and signing sign language were not possibilities either, said Dick. Until age 16, Rick was unable to communicate vocally. We learned to interpret our son's smiles, nods, yes and no, head shakes, but we were still only making educated guesses. In late 1974, engineers at Tufts University in Medford developed a communication device for Rick. The device spoke for him, allowing him to communicate by tapping against a console for words. They called it Hope Machine. In 1977, Rick, now 15 years old, asked if the pair could participate in a 5-mile charity run to raise money for local track lacrosse player Jimmy, paralyzed in an automobile accident. So when Rick used his Hope Machine to ask his father if they could run the charity race for Jimmy to show that life does go on with a disability, Dick said, this was something he needed to do. I needed to do it for him. So I thought, why not push him in a wheelchair? I watched as he squirmed and twisted his body, not making a sound. For a split second, I wondered if we were ready for this. I kept thinking about my own childhood, what a carefree kid I'd been, with all the opportunities I'd had despite growing up in a large family on a tight budget. I realized how lucky we'd all been to be so healthy and active. It had been exactly the kind of life I wanted to provide for my son. At the race, at race competition, Team Hoyt was born. The Hoyts would go on to participate in more than 1,000 endurance races, marathons, triathlons, including 6 Ironman triathlons, and tours in the United States and abroad. They were hooked and competitive. Fast forward 30 years, Dick, now 72, and Rick, 50, show no signs of stopping, and his dedication to his son is still a testimony of the power of love. And I would pray that we might be as dedicated to our kids as we see Dick Hoyt dedicated to his. Watch the video.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees? When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I wish
there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them.
I wish somebody would have told me, babe, someday these will be the good old days. All the love you forget, and all these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys.
Oh, do I look at the camera? Like, where am I looking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can we just go up to that last part out?
We're not using that, miss. We're doing my name again.
Is this me on the slideshow in the big... No, miss.
Cut that part out.
Hi, my name is Peter.
My name's Kyle Taylor.
Kalai pu'ukani bunila.
Hi, my name is Taryn.
My name is Blake Miller.
My name is Alex.
My name is Samantha Yoleta.
My name is Dustin.
Hello,
My name is Elisha Whitelock.
I have been here at Calvary since second grade.
Kindergarten.
Preschool.
It's kindergarten.
I've been attending this school for 3 years now.
3 years?
A school year.
I was here in seventh and eighth grade, and then I left and came back for my last year.
I homeschooled during 2 years before I returned to senior year.
This is my first year at CCCS.
Favorite class ever? Like my classmates or my class that I study for?
That's messed up, miss.
I can't say nap time.
You can't say that.
Favorite classes were media with Mrs. Sumter and speech with Mr. Goldino.
Can I say study hall?
My favorite class was pre-calc with Mr. Knox.
Eighth grade art class, we did a lot of like filming and editing with like iMovie and Premiere.
My favorite class was media.
It was either TA or speech.
Can I say study skills?
Probably chemistry because of all the labs.
It was probably government with Ms. Johnson.
Media with Mrs. Sumter. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was media.
My favorite class was math with Mr. Knox.
That's a good question.
Of all time?
My best memory was either watching the basketball senior night or the soccer senior day.
Ooh, when we watched Bolt in class.
What was your favorite memory?
What?
Not gonna remember. I don't, what if I don't remember anything this?
Oh wait, okay, the CCU trip through the school.
I have tons.
A lot of good memories. Can't really choose from any of them.
My favorite memory is maybe a couple years back for Spirit Week. We had this like fat Santa run thingy and I won.
My favorite part was watching Blake's buzzer beater.
It's still that my favorite memory of the year still definitely has to be Blake's buzzer beater. Undefeated.
Yeah, definitely buzzer beater Blake. I was the one who gave him the assist.
Probably because he missed all his shots and that's the one shot he made.
The best moment of 2023 is me graduating. The advice that I'd like to relate to the upcoming seniors is that to, future seniors.
I don't want to see any of you guys sleeping on the street.
Be relaxed with your year, enjoy your senior year.
Well, that's some good advice, miss.
Don't stress too much about it.
Let me tell you something real.
Some advice I'd like to relate to the upcoming seniors is time management.
You're only gonna like keep two or three friends in your life, let's be honest.
Don't listen to any of the other seniors' advice.
Seniors chill, but don't get too chill. Don't get too chill with it. Because if you get too chill, then you get too laid back and you're not gonna do any work.
Prioritize your schoolwork. And it's okay to be independent and alone at sometimes.
Life seems hard, just never give up because God is with you throughout all your trials.
That's real.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for providing me with an education and loving me. Love you.
Mom, Dad, I love you guys. You guys have been here with me for this entire journey, and I'm thankful for all the advice and counsel you guys have been raising me. And I want to say thank you.
Mom, Dad, thank you for sending me here and not keeping me at Assets.
Mom and Dad, thank you for being here throughout my life and just helping me through everything and loving me no matter what.
Mom, Dad, thank you for sending me to Calvary because it taught me to grow in the Lord more than usual.
My dearest parents, I thank you very much for bringing me to this school.
I'd like to thank my parents for giving me the opportunity to go to these different four schools to get different experiences since high school.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I just want to thank you all for being so supportive, even though I may be the hard-headed kid of the family, but thank you for being so supportive of me and just keep pushing me to be the best person I can be. I love you all.
Dad, thank you for giving me all those wisdom talks and giving me your knowledge so that way I could be a smarter man. And Mom, thank you for, I don't know, showering me in your love and being just someone I could talk to.
In 10 years?
Married, with kids probably.
Hopefully alive and living prosperously.
And a stable job, I hope.
What is that? 27?
In 10 years, I see myself as a millionaire.
Living on the North Shore, surfing.
Rich.
No, I'm joking. just working, yeah.
Minding my own business.
Hopefully alive.
In 10 years, I see myself working at Queens Medical Center as a nurse.
With a good income, that's it.
Oh, in 10 years, I see myself traveling Europe.
Hopefully thriving and still have a relationship with the Lord.
My classmates or just like class?
Your class. I don't know. Well, what did they say?
I don't know, Miss.
Thanks for making the year entertaining.
Don't do anything stupid after you graduate.
Thank you for making this year funny and fun and memorable.
Don't forget about me.
It was a fun year.
And stay in contact.
To my fellow seniors, I hope that you guys are all being successful and walking with the Lord.
I wish them all good luck and, you know, go out, have fun, but make sure you're still diligent with everything that you do.
See you guys. I wish somebody would have told me, babe, someday these will be the good old days.
Stop.
Oh, man. See, now I gotta think, because I don't, it's on the spot.
Book with Tina at Nails by Tina on Instagram.
It's a noise.
I like to annoy my classmates by speaking fake Espanol.
What?
I recently heard a quote that I thought was really good. Are you going to wait for your blessing from God, or are you going to say, God, use me as the blessing to others? Be a doer, not just a listener. Don't like just wait for someone to come and make life easier. Help others. You know, be the change you want to see in the world.
All right, goodbye, everyone. Signing out.
I guess, as you could tell, this was a fun class. Sometimes too fun. Seniors! That's the cue. You're supposed to look at me. Because my message is for you. All right? After today, you won't have Pastor Ed hunting you down. You won't hear me in the hallways go, hey, what's going on? You won't come into my classroom for little lectures on life. You made it. Congratulations. We pray that you captured all of God's best for you while you were here. I know you got a lot of the word. There are a lot of times that we challenged you, and we told you that this day would come. As you leave us, I want to remind you of some of the things that we emphasized to you while you were at CCCS. Some of you I've had since kindergarten. Poor you. Some of you I've had since elementary school. Some of you I had, you left, and you came back. Oh my goodness. And some you came for this last year, and I learned so much about some of you guys, how you like beef jerky and all that stuff, and unreal and things. Proverbs 20 to 23 in chapter 6. And I made it personalized for you. Class of 2023, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. And when you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Everything that we emphasize to you here, one of the big things I say, why are you here at Calvary Chapel Christian School? To know the will of God. What's your purpose? To please Him in everything. And so I want to remind you of some important things that will hopefully carry you throughout your life. Because before you know it, you'll be old, just like Pastor Ed. Hopefully you won't have to don one of these things, but you never know. In everything, seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for today has enough trouble of its own. In everything, seek the Lord. Seek him through his word. The Bible tells us that his word is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And you guys are going to need that because the world that you're entering is a mess. Look at all the stuff out there. You're not ignorant of it. Wokeness, CRT, DEA, whatever it is, right? It's all messed up. Keep the Bible and God and his word close to you, that you would not deviate from his plan. In everything, live to please Jesus Christ the Lord. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord, not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Remember, the life that you live is just a vapor. In a few years, like you guys were asked, what are you going to do 10 years from now? 10 years from now, wow, I graduated from high school 10 years from now. Wow. You might come for a reunion. You might be married. I don't know. But the Lord knows. Make sure in all that you do and all you pursue, you are pleasing God. In everything, place others first. The Bible says you should love the Lord thy God with all your, come on, with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And in likewise, you're to love your neighbor as yourself. Don't buy into those psychological lies where they say, you need to love yourself before you can love others. There's no problem loving yourself. I saw everyone taking a look at their picture today. Okay, you dolled yourself up to come to the event. Place others first. Paul says, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. In everything, be careful how you walk. The world is filled with traps. The enemy wants to entrap you. Be wise. The word says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. What's the will of the Lord? To love him, to obey his word, to keep him close to your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In everything, be an example for Christ. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Be an example. When I was a youth pastor, my vision was that the faith and life of the youth in the Lord would embarrass their parents. Your parents want you to be better than them in everything. That's why they put out for you to be here. Don't you think that it also includes your spiritual life as well? Press on, being an example of Christ. In everything, give thanks to Jesus. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Don't take things for granted, okay? I know that you want to escape here, escape from Archelaus. That's okay. But some of you, in a few days, you're going to wake up and go, oh, I'm not going back there anymore. Oh, I'm not going to see my classmates anymore. Oh, 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 oh. In everything, draw near to Jesus. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. I'm not going to make this a long, drawn-out thing. You've heard me all year. I bet you if you close your eyes right now and shut your mouth, you'll hear what I'm saying to you, no matter what. But forget Pastor Ed. Hear the word of the Lord. Obey me and live. Obey me and walk in my ways. Obey me and please me in everything. Obey me and live for me in the midst of this dark and evil world. Pastor Bill made mention of Daniel. And as we learned in our University of Destruction book, it said that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Purpose in your heart that you would not defile yourself. Because once you take a wrong step, sometimes it takes a while to get over it. You understand? Jeremiah says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then when you call upon me and go and pray to me, I will listen to you." Hey, seniors, God's got a great plan for you. Capture that plan. Seize the day. Pray. And ask the Lord, "Lord, what have you called me to do?" If God can use me, he will definitely use you. You understand? We love you. If you need anything from us, contact us. We're praying for you. I'm looking forward to the day that you come back. "Hey, Pastor Ed, you remember me?" "Huh? Who are you?" "Oh, you're, wow, wow. Don't step on my IV, okay? All right. Oh, hey, can I push you down the hill?" "Whoa! Here, do you need help with your baby food, Pastor Ed?" "You're choking me." I hope you had a great time here. We certainly had a great time with you. We pray for you the very best. Okay? All right.
At this time, we will be presenting the graduating class of 2023. The students who have attained academic excellence will be honored as reflected by their cumulative grade point average. Please take note of students wearing academic insignia this evening in recognition of their special achievements. White stoles worn by graduates signify membership in the Calvary Chapel Christian School, Poyle Chapter of the National Honor Society. Maroon cords signify cum laude graduates, and these are students who have earned a 3.5 to 3.75 GPA. Silver cords signify magna cum laude graduates, and these are students who have earned a 3.76 to 3.99 GPA. The gold cords signify summa cum laude graduates, and these are students who are recognized for graduating with the highest distinction for having earned a 4.0 or higher GPA. Now, graduates, at this time, when your name is called, please come up and receive your diploma. Kalai Pu'akani Bunela. Kalai. July we'll be going to Ho'omau Fire Academy. Taryn Alexis Brooks. Taryn will be attending the Grand Canyon University with a major in Justice Studies. Dustin Michael Silas Cruz. Dustin will be attending Hawaii Pacific University with a degree in nursing. Peter Lee Engel. Peter will be attending the University of Hawaii at West Oahu with a degree in cybersecurity. Alexander Hiroshi Scott McManus. Alex will be attending Kapi'olani Community College with a degree in radiology technician. Blake Cameron Miller. Blake will be attending West Coast Baptist College with a degree in Bible. Kyle Dion Taylor. As a high school student, Kyle has been taking online classes at the Colorado Christian University and has already accomplished an Associate of Arts degree. Samantha Shea Akemi Ueda. Samantha will be attending Leeward Community College with a degree in liberal arts. Elisha Kenneth Whitelock. Elisha will be going into the U.S. Air Force Guard. Elisha will be going into the U.S. Air Force Guard with a degree in mechanical engineering. And as a note, the following students have been with us in kindergarten: Dustin, Kyle, and Samantha.
Whoa, I remember you guys when you were that small.
Wow.
All right. Okay, graduates, grab that little tassel on your hat and move it to the left-hand side, to the left-hand side. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the 2023 graduating class of Calvary Chapel Christian School. All right, seniors, be seated, please. Be seated. Yeah, follow my, now you know what I went through in class, okay? Whew. Right now, we'll have a special presentation by Mr. Kyle Scott. He's the Associate Dean of Partner Relations at Colorado Christian University.
Good evening. My name is Kyle Scott. I'm the Associate Dean of Partner Relations for the CCU Academy. The CCU Academy is an academic division at Colorado Christian University that specifically serves high school students. We have 7,000 students in our program, 200 partners, This year we have a graduating class of 54 students receiving their Associates of Arts degree. The CCU Academy encompasses three different branches. We have our dual credit branch, which is our high school schools are offering classes in their classrooms, and we're certifying them as their dual credit classes. We have our online dual enrollment branch, which is our online dual enrollment classes, and our Associates of Arts degree. The CCU Academy was found in 2010 as a dual credit department that became its own academic division in 2020. In 2010, the heart behind the program is how can we create affordable, Christ-centered higher education for high school students. We started with three schools, about 12 students, and like I mentioned, we now have 7,000 students in our program. If my vice president were here, he'd tell you he started it as a hobby out of his garage, and it's launched into what it is today. I'm excited to be here today. Out of our 54 graduates, we have one student from Hawaii graduating with our Associates of Arts. This program is a 60-credit program, so this student has completed 60 college credits to receive this degree in math, science, English, history, humanities, arts, and many, many other classes with us. So I'm excited to present this diploma today, and it is a full Associates of Arts to Kael Taylor. Kael, if you want to come forward. Just honored to be partnered with Calvary Chapel Christian Academy, or school, excuse me. This is our only partner right now in Hawaii, so it's a privilege to be here and be here with you guys and honor this. And we're excited to honor more graduates for you guys in the future. Thanks for having me today. I'll be here throughout the evening if you guys have questions too.
Let's pray. Father, what a joyous day, Lord. We thank you for your grace toward our students here. We thank you for your grace toward our school. And Lord, we pray that we would continue, Lord, to press on in the calling, God, that you've given us to disciple young men and women after you and to encourage them on in their faith and also to achieve their dreams academically. Father, we pray that you bless this class, these young men and women here. Lord, fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and may they please you in all things. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Why don't we... I invite everyone to stand with our senior class as we close our ceremony today with our alma mater. Me. Are you guys ready? Huh? You're not? Well, you should be. You had a whole year to practice. Okay. Ready? Begin. In the foothills of Aiea, alma mater stands. God praises in her, and two-edged sword in hand. Napueo hunting ground. Patiently it waits. We hear its beck and call and fight the fight of faith. The harbor's distant shore shares of sacrifice and loss, persuading sons and daughters to stand and count the cost. Maroon and gold we proudly wear within her guarded wall. With discipline and honor, we fight till Jesus calls. Calvary Chapel Christian School, our hearts to thee we yield, to glorify the Father, protector, guide, and shield. All right, seniors, see ya. See ya. See ya.